Good noon time. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Good noon time. At lunch today, we were talking about Jeff Provence and the marriage of the century. And Jeff and Alicia got married in Mexico, with the ocean waves pounding in the background and the choir singing in the foreground and the children running around and everyone having a good time, and he and Alicia speaking their vows to one another. And Jeff, being the creative, inspirational being that he is, was asked, "Do you take your wife for better and for worse?" And he said, "I take my wife for better and for better." And how often do we hear anyone speak up like that at a wedding, at a formal wedding where the old traditional way of doing it is, "Do you know that you're going to have worse times? Do you know that you're going to have miserable times in your marriage? Do you know that you're going to have ups and downs in your marriage? You're going to have hateful times and loving times. You're going to have understanding times and misunderstanding times." Why? Why must we initiate our marriage by thinking those things even at the day, the moment that we have announcing our vows? Isn't that something? Why do we do that? Well, that's history. That's going in the back. That's living in the past. Now, do you think Alicia has ever given Jeff any reason to think that they might have worse times in their marriage? Do you think Jeff has ever given Alicia a reason to think that they might have worse times in their marriage? Never. What happens when they have things that demand that they sort of be a little more tender to one another for a moment, you know? When they have, like when their dog died, what did they do? Did they say, oh dear, my world's falling apart? Well, they miss the little guy, you know, they love him. But they said, what he did was to bring joy into our life beyond anything we dreamed. And we'll get ourselves another dog, and he'll continue to bring that joy into our life. And we love the dog that we had, but we release him. When they die, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? Dig them up and say, here, I'm going to paste you up on a wall, and I'm going to embalm you, or what do you call it, put you inside of your false body, and make a I'm going to keep you
like a mummy.
Stuffed. Yeah, thank you. That's a good word too. That's my stuffed little puppy. That's my dog. My stuff. Your dog? Oh my! I would have let him go. I would love him too much to have him be being remembered like that, because when I remember my doggy, he was a wiggly, lively guy, and always licking me and always being wonderful and always being fantastic. And this stuffed animal, that's the right word, this stuffed animal is dead. It's nothing. And it doesn't remind me of my dog at all. So, you see now, better for worse. When we allow ourselves to think that there be worse times in our life, are there worse times in our life?
No.
No. The only worst times that we have in our life are when we are sorry for ourselves. And when are we sorry for ourselves? When there are worst times in our life. And it's so silly, it's so unnecessary, and so unreasonable for us to do that to ourselves. Now, we have wedding vows that we offer suggestions to people for the University of Healing, the Church of God Unlimited, and we take them from Khalil Gibran on marriage. And he speaks about marriage. Now, do any of you remember what he said? He said, "Let your marriage be as two pillars holding up the temple, each in their own corner, two trees in the forest giving each other room to grow and spread and develop into the magnificence that they are," and on, beautiful things in Khalil Gibran's work. Beautiful marriage type stuff. And this is what we recommend to people who want to get married. We recommend these ideas to them. The idea that each person has to grow and has to develop and be themselves and expand their own consciousness. And you're not going along for the ride. No, damn it. You're not going along for the ride. You're going along as you, and they're going along as them. And together you're riding, but you're not going along for their ride. You don't want to go through your husband's ups and downs in his merry-go-round. Nor does your husband want to go with you in your ins and outs of your terrors and your unhappinesses or your happinesses. Each one of you has your own beautiful life to live. And together, you just share it. You just share beautiful things together. Well, you call your boyfriend and you say, "Sweetheart, I can't go to the dance tonight. My feet hurt. I've had a long, hard day." "Well, why can't you go to the dance? I bought the dance ticket, blah, blah, blah." You know, what would he say? He's your boyfriend. He'd say, "Sweetheart, I'll take you another time. You stay home, put your feet in a nice bowl of Epsom salts and let them soak and be." But now, if he really loved her, mm-hmm. he wouldn't say that. He would say, "Sweetheart, cuddle down. I'm going to be over there in just a few minutes, and I'm going to have some warm water for your feet, and I'm going to massage them as they gently, you know, feel better, and so forth and so on. And you just get relaxed, and I'll be over there, and I'll have dinner. I'll pick it up at the drive-in, fast food restaurant, or whatever. And then, sweetheart, I'm going to have something very special, and it deserves what it's going to do for you. I'm going to get some very special champagne, and I'm going to warm it up, and I'm going to put it on your feet."
Oh, nice.
"And then I'm going to lick your feet for you." Well, now, what do you think she would think of him?
Oh, sweet.
Do you think that she had died and gone to heaven?
Oh, my gosh.
But you see, now, that's relationship.
Yeah.
You don't have to lick her feet. You know, get your dog to do that. That's okay. But the idea of caring enough, rather than, I got the tickets to go dancing, but hey, being with you, that's what's the important thing. And if I can get you and I can do something for you to make you comfortable and happy, wow. Is that a bad time? Is that a worst times? No way. That's going to make the best time out of it for both of them. And they have an opportunity to show each other how much they love being in each other's presence, how much they enjoy being in each other's world. And this is what marriage should be all about. The delight in being in each other's world and the delight of not being in each other's world. Going out, he goes bowling alone or whatever, or he goes golfing alone, or she, and I didn't mention what she does. And she goes out to take dancing lessons, you know, Fred Astaire dancing lessons and stuff like that. And she goes out to play bridge with some friends. Or who knows what she does, you know? Who knows? But, you see, you each have your own lives, and yet you love to be together. But you don't love to be together so much that you drive each other crazy. You love to be together because you're the ice cream on the evening meal. You're the dessert. You're that special something that makes life very precious and very much worth living. Now, that to me is for better or for worse. That's for better. And that's living in a fabulous life. So join me on this journey into a marriage of the now, a marriage with one ideal wife and one ideal husband, or one ideal partner. You might not even be married yet. One ideal partner with another ideal partner. Neither possessing the other, but delighting in their presence. Because you delight in your presence. How wonderful it is. And how much I love me. And how much I love you. And how much we all love each other. Have a great day and do beautiful things and know that I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.